I mean, this is what the woman in Dallas Morning News tried to do about the border and the illegals. They are just liars. It just drives me crazy because it's all over the place. And nobody calls them on it. You know, every sponsor in South Florida that deals with the St. Petersburg Times should not advertise there for 3 weeks. I know you got to do the Christmas stuff. But send them a message. You know, put out an honest paper. We don't want to be in it. Now, I'm glad we won this thing because there is, you know, secularism, secular progressives are making tremendous gains all over the country. And in California, you can't say it isn't through the ballot box. It is in California. It is. The SPs in California are winning the fight at the ballot box. So, I mean, to me, they're very worrisome. I think traditional America is good. It made us the great country we are. And to have these radical changes because somebody walks in and says, look, I want a holiday because I'm a Buddhist. Or I practice Shintoism. I need a holiday. I mean, what are you, crazy? You know, this is nuts. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian philosophy. That's what it was founded on. And our students need to know that and be taught about that to understand how their country has evolved to where we are today. Period.
Bill, you got it pretty much backwards. And here's the point. When you keep citing majority rules, that's only about – this is a country of individual rights. Majority rules when we had slavery for 200 years. You can't say that because only a small percentage are Hindu that therefore we can teach only about Christianity because the vast percentage of the kids in a government school are Christian.
So what are you saying? I mean, look, philosophy aside – what are you saying, that they shouldn't be taught about Judeo-Christian traditions?
Yeah, I'm saying that go ahead and have any holiday you want. But if he's a Muslim or a Hindu, they didn't really expect to have a Ramadan holiday.
Well, then why did they ask for it?
Because they were sick of sending their kids to a public government school that's supposed to protect their
individual rights. Well, then send them a private school. Send them to a Muslim school. Look, this is a country where 85% of the population is Christian, Mike. That's what if I go to Pakistan, I don't have any right to say I want Roman Catholicism taught. That's ridiculous. That's a Muslim country. They have a right to teach what they want to teach in their country. And it's insane for me to walk in to Islamabad and start jumping up and down because they don't have a crucifix in the school. It's ridiculous. Here, we have an obligation to teach our children how exactly the country was founded and why 85% of Americans are Christian. You don't wipe that tradition out because somebody's offended. You don't stop saying Merry Christmas because somebody's offended. That's fascism. It's not a majority rule. It's what's right and wrong. You either teach the children about the history of their country or you don't.